Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And you're back on Mind Food Radio. Of course, for any of our interviews that you hear on the program, jump onto mindfood.com. This is a very interesting one.
It is. We've got the CEO and founder of Street, Rebecca Scott. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, guys.
Now, you provide training and hospitality for people in and around Melbourne, don't you?
Look, Street's what's called a social enterprise, and a social enterprise is a hybrid organisation that's kind of half charity, half business. And we provide training for young people who are at high risk of homelessness or been homeless, and we do that in the area of hospitality. So we also run some cafes around inner Melbourne where they get that training and support from us.
Now, how do you find these kids, or how do they find you?
Look, a combination of ways. Sometimes they'll hear about us and come directly to us, and then other times there'll be welfare agencies who they might have them on their books and they then refer them to us.
It's pretty scary in today's world that we talk about homelessness, isn't it?
Oh, look, absolutely. In a country like ours that is just so prosperous, to think that we have every single night thousands and thousands of young people in this state that are homeless.
Why is it? What's the causes?
The young people who come to us have a whole range of causes, I guess. It's almost like homelessness is a final symptom of what has been for them sometimes years and years, if not decades, of issues. So it might be family issues at home with mum and dad, or kind of extended family. We have quite a lot of young people who might come having kind of family violence, lots of drug and alcohol abuse. Mental health is often an issue for either the families of our young people or our young people themselves. So there can be lots and lots of reasons, and often many of those at the same time.
And helping them and training them and getting them into employment, do they also go on courses to kind of see the bigger picture? You know, I think what you guys do is absolutely extraordinary. But is there also help there in terms of looking back at perhaps, you know, making decisions and the path that they chose might not have been the right one?
We would actually call ourselves probably more of a wellbeing program. So yes, we're training young people in hospitality, but we're absolutely about thinking about this young person and what they need to be well longer term. So they're not just getting training in hospitality with us, but we're addressing a whole bunch of the underlying issues that they might have. So it might be that drug and alcohol. It might be their health, either their physical or mental health. So there's a whole bunch of kind of individual things that we work with them on, but also group things as well. So we like to think that by the end of the 6 months that they're with us, a lot of the issues that they have you know, really been stabilised. But they've also now got some amazing skills as well in hospitality that makes them, you know, very employable. So I guess we're thinking about the broader person, not just one little sliver of their life.
Sure. Is there a choice also? Some people choose to be homeless?
I don't think many people ever choose to be homeless. It takes such an enormous stress on a person to be homeless. And I would say to people, if it's better to be on the streets for a young person, that's a safer place to be. Imagine what home must be like.
Mm. Rebecca, thanks for being on the show today. The work you do is fantastic. And there's one thing about seeing an idea or having an idea or an opportunity, but you've really gone out and made it happen. So congratulations to you and the
team.
Thanks very much. Because the work you do is extraordinary. It really is.
Thanks very much, guys. My pleasure.
Not a problem. Very interesting topic, and one that really does concern everybody in every part of the world.
It does, and it's amazing just recently how many different sort of organisations have approached us about the theme of homelessness. This one I just thought was fantastic in that they really are so proactive in getting out there and getting these kids, you know, trained and working and feeling better about themselves and contributing to society. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.